Guys, Happy New Year. Okay, that was weak. Okay, let's say Happy New Year. That's really good. Happy New Year, Pastor Lance.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
I'm doing great. So, guys, we are going to...
Let's get closer together, champ. Last time we spoke last week, we were too far from each other. Yeah.
Let's not get too close.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we're going to kind of give you guys a review about all that happened throughout the course of 2017. We're going to have a fun time today. But before we do that, I do have a quick little announcement for you. Next Sunday, we're going to have our starting point orientation. So if you're new to Bethel, you want to find out more about Bethel, get connected at Bethel, you want to grow in your relationship with Christ, Starting Point is the place for you. It's going to be next Sunday, January the 7th, 12:30 p.m. at Lassiter's is our orientation. Your orientation is only going to last you about 30 minutes, so you can come to the second service and go right over to Lassiter's. It's going to be a great time. So all you have to do is sign up with that connection card that we just talked to you about, and you can drop it off at the connection point area right after the service. Also, if you've got your cell phone, go ahead and bring that out. There's going to be some very good tweetable, Facebookable, and Instagrammable moments. Is that a new word, Instagrammable?
Yeah.
Right? And so one of the things you can do also while you've got it out is if you have never liked us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram, you can do that. Also, take a couple of minutes just to rate us on Facebook as well. One of the reasons I asked you to bring out your phone is because we're going to talk about all of the good things and great things that God has done, that Christ has done in the life of people at Bethel Community Church. And I can't wait for 2018. We're going to try out goat yoga, right? No. You never heard of goat yoga?
Yeah, I've heard about it, champ. I did.
That's kind of weird, though.
It is weird.
Okay, we won't do that.
I will say this, because we're both turning 40 this year.
I know. I before you.
Thank the Lord. But, champ, I'm going to get involved in a stretching class. I need to start stretching more. I'm very, like, I can't
stretch. If you get involved in a stretchy class, I'm going to get involved in a bouncy class. So, guys, we're going to talk about everything that's coming up in 2018 next week, but we're going to be focusing on what Jesus has done in the life. And it's important as we talk about all that Christ has done, because these testimonies that we're going to share with you, these are stories of faith. Anybody need more faith in their life? Anybody need some encouragement in their life? We're going to tell you a lot about things and stories of individuals and families that God has blessed, that lives have been changed, that God showed up when maybe people thought that he would not have shown up. And in Revelation chapter 12, we see how powerful this is. In Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, says, "And they overcame," that's the people of God, "they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." They overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives even unto death. So the way that we overcome, the way that we have victory, is by hearing the testimony of others in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and I believe this is going to encourage us today, because so many times we're looking forward to what is ahead. And that's good. I mean, we're doing the same thing for our church, for our family, for our individual lives. But we oftentimes don't look back and celebrate. And Jesus really talked about this a lot. You kind of miss it when you're reading the Bible. But he would constantly say to his men, he would say things like, "Do you not remember?" When they would find themselves in a pinch, they find themselves needing or desiring or asking God to do something, Jesus would always point back and say, "Do you not remember?" Matthew chapter 16, verse 9, he said, "Do you not yet perceive?" He says, "Do you not remember?" He's pointing to the fact of when God fed them with the five loaves and the two fish. He said, the 5,000, he said, "Do you not remember the five loaves for the 5,000? And how many baskets you gathered." And as we tell these stories of what God did in 2017, listen, here's what I want you to do. If God did it for them, then he also can do it for me. And we're going to close this message out today, but we're going to take a time, we're going to pray. And we're going to ask God for some breakthrough. And we're going to read a verse at the end of the message from 2 Samuel, that our Lord, he is the Lord of the breakthrough.
Amen.
And I'm believing that this year is going to be a breakthrough year for you and for your family. Amen?
Amen?
So let's talk about that, Pastor. Let's talk about the first thing you got to start with was salvations.
Yeah, God did so many amazing things. It actually, to be honest, I was a little like, I wasn't surprised, but when we look back over all that God did, I was in awe of what God did in people's lives. And so when we talk about the number of people that got saved, the number of people who got baptized, I mean, now obviously it's hard to quantify how God changes so many lives, but there are some things that we can look at. Here at Bethel Community Church, we baptized around 72 people in 2017.
Ooh, come on, that's a hand clap right there.
72 people. I mean, when you think about, it's like I thought I knew how many I thought, but then when we started to ask the campus, how many did they baptize? When we started to ask Rush, how many did they baptize? And even today, I thought about there was that one guy who was about to go on a deployment. He wanted to get baptized, so we baptized him by himself. And young and old and black and white and brown, the gospel has impacted dozens and dozens and dozens of people's lives that God has brought to Bethel Community Church. And all of these people that you see in these pictures, they called on the name of Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And this is evidence. This is a testimony that Christ can reach anybody. Good. So maybe you're thinking about your husband or your wife or your neighbor or your kids, and can God really get a hold of their lives? God can do anything. All things are possible to them that believe.
That's so true, Pastor Richard. And the thing about these baptism guys and these salvations is we cannot grow numb to these things.
Right.
Because oftentimes, because it does happen a lot around here at Bethel, it can become just ho-hum. Oh, praise the Lord. No, this is a miracle that you're seeing. If you're sitting there today and you're born again, it is a miracle.
That's right.
That you're actually, that my wicked heart chose to believe 17 years ago.
Especially when you think about how you used to be.
Yeah, exactly.
The things you used to do, the things you used to think, and now you think differently because Christ gave you a new heart.
That's exactly
right. That is a miracle from God.
And this is why we talk about baptisms a lot around here, why you see videos and pictures, and because it is a miracle that God is changing people's lives. Let's talk about what God did in families, Pastor Richard.
God did so many amazing things. You know, and being involved in church with so many people, you hear a lot of stories of how families want to get pregnant, how women desire to have a baby, and how a husband and wife, they try and they try, but nothing happens. And it's amazing that when the power of prayer meets a need, God begins to show up. And there was this great testimony, and some of you guys may or may not know Shane and Katie, but we asked them if we could share their story, and they said yes. But the doctors had said that Katie would never be able to have a baby, and they even suggested that she get a hysterectomy. But this year, I guess a few short months ago, she gave birth to a beautiful baby girl named Adley.
Come on, yeah.
And that is the power of God through prayer meeting the desire of a husband and wife. Maybe you're in here today and you've been desiring to have that baby. And there are other testimonies of people that we know that have tried and tried, and God has begun to show up. And maybe you're here now and you're saying that, I don't know if God is going to bless us that way. We're going to tell you here at Bethel Community Church, we will stand with you in prayer, and we will believe together as a spiritual family that through Christ all things are possible.
That's so good. You know, through our prayer and fasting, every year we begin with a week of prayer and fasting, and we're going to talk about that more next week. But I remember last year, I remember a couple coming up to me that week, and one of the things that personally God placed on my heart was to fast and to pray for married couples that were believing to have children, for that to take place. And so we stood up here, we prayed throughout the week, and on a Sunday morning we stood up here, and I just simply said, look, this week I've been fasting, I've been asking God to meet that need for you. If you're here today and you're asking God, would you give us a baby boy or baby girl? And that couple, I remember coming up to me after service and said, Pastor Liz, I just want you to know that we're standing in faith, we're believing today. That hasn't happened yet for some reason, but we're believing today that prayer is going to be answered. And sure enough, they came up to me a couple of weeks later, were pregnant, and now they also have a little baby girl. So it's just the power of that. You know, God meets that need many different ways. Sometimes it is your own natural baby, but oftentimes it's an adoption. I think about my good friend, our campus minister, Vincent Miranda. You know, they adopted a beautiful baby boy this year. God meets those needs many different ways, and we have to simply search him out and say, God, how, what area, where am I believing when it comes to having this baby? So again, if you're here today, we believe that this year that it can happen for you. Pastor Richard, God did a lot in healing as well.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that a lot of people overlook is the power for God to heal the human body. God still is in the business of healing people. Can someone say amen? Amen. You know, I mean, this is not on our notes, but I can't forget the fact that on January the 28th, I had a major, major heart attack. And to be honest, there were points where I never thought I would be able to walk again. And I remember just standing in front of this church and having a walker and, you know, like, I'm here. I'm just thankful to be alive. And now I'm, like, walking around and praising God.
You run on that treadmill like I talked about? You run in the treadmill?
I have.
So, yeah, that's where I'm home, Pastor Richard,
let's move on this year. Let's move on. No, actually, I need that accountability. So, but the church began to pray. And it was weird. It was like supernaturally, week by week, I didn't need the walker anymore, and I used a cane, and then I didn't need the cane anymore, and then God slowly started to restore my health. There was another situation. We think about big healings. Don't forget, every healing is a miracle if God is in it. And there was a situation where in the Go Kids Children's Ministry, there was a volunteer. She showed up, and she was serving, and she just had this major issue with her shoulder, and then she was supposed to be going to get a surgery. Well, there were some folks back there that just began to pray for her. So we just want to believe that God would restore your injury on your shoulder. I don't know if it was a rotator cuff or what it was. But I want you to know that she went home, and she began to feel better. But then she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you don't need surgery. And this is in our church. This is the power of faith. This is the power of prayer. And maybe here, and maybe you've got some heart issues, you got cancer, whatever it is, our God is a God who still has the ability to heal the human body. Can somebody say amen?
You know, and so many times I think, even on your workplace, this is where we can really be used by God. Most people have never had a normal Christian pray for them. You know what a normal Christian is? A normal Christian is not a person who uses all these religious words to try to impress somebody. You know, there could be people at your job. Now, you got to be careful about this because you don't want to get fired, but you know what I'm talking about. There's situations that God places in your life where you can simply say, you know what, can I pray for you just real quick? You know, you have that. I just want to pray for you. And you just pray in a normal language, not being weird. Just ask God, would you please meet this need, whether it's a healing, whatever it may be. God can use you in a great way through simple, simple prayers. I think about the marriages that God has changed. This is going to encourage a lot of people. One of the things that our heart beats for at this church is marriages, because the divorce rate in our community is very high, and we are fighting the good fight of faith when it comes to seeing marriages radically transformed. Right after Christmas last year, sorry, Pastor, I spit on you.
That's why I have clothes on.
It's anointed. It's anointed spit. I'm just kidding.
That's not the only reason. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's get back in the spirit. I remember Dee and I getting a phone call from a member at this church asking us about a couple. Would we go and begin to minister to this couple? This couple had never been to Bethel. This couple had no clue who Lance and Deanna were. They just simply knew this person that was going to our church, and they had a situation where there was strain in the marriage. And Dee and I was like, sure, we'll come. And so I think it was 2 days, maybe a couple of days after Christmas, Dee and I showed up in their home, and we just began to talk to them. And let me tell you something. It is amazing, guys. Some of you guys are sitting here today with marital problems. It is amazing when the husband and wife choose, number one, to repent and choose the right to do the right thing, how quickly things can change. Oftentimes we think if there is adultery committed, if there's something that has gone on like that, it's going to take years for this to change. And it really doesn't, guys. Things can radically change in a moment when there is repentance, when there is faith in Christ, and both parties are saying, I want this to work. And when Deanna and I showed up in that room, I remember sitting there and just ministering hope to them, because for Dee and I, we can see the other side. Yeah. we could see the other side of what's going to happen as they choose to trust in Jesus. But in that moment, it's difficult for all of us to see how is this going to work. But it was simply Dee and I meeting with them on a weekly basis, discipling them, encouraging them, and them actually giving their life. They gave their life over to Christ, both of them. Both of them got baptized. They're in one of those pictures that we showed. And God has radically changed this marriage. They are coming. They are now members of Bethel Community Church. They're faithful every single Sunday. They're serving. They're giving. They tithe, which is amazing. I didn't think about that when I talk about that. They're giving. They stepped out in faith and begin to give for the first time. Guys, I'm telling you, this can be you. If you're here today and your marriage is struggling, my encouragement to you is keep fighting. Because if you are, say you're here and the other party's not here, if you give up, it's not going to last. But if you keep fighting, we're believing that this year can be a breakthrough for you. There's more, Pastor Richard.
Yeah, it's just amazing when you look back how many marriages and relationships have come under the Lordship of Christ this year at Bethel. There was a married couple who had been coming. They'd actually been coming very faithfully to Bethel, and they had some marriage problems that were kind of under the radar that they didn't want to address. I don't mean you guys know they're married couples that don't want to address the issues that they have, and they just kind of are there, but it's like they don't want to formally announce that they have a problem because that might open up a can of worms. But they came, and they were actually asking theological questions. But as they began to ask questions, the marriage issues came to the surface.
That's funny.
And as the marriage issues began to come to the surface, it gave the church an opportunity to minister to those needs that they have. And while they still have some issues, the great thing and the miracle about it is they've both acknowledged that they need help, that they're not keeping the problems in the dark anymore. The problems are now out in the light, and now God can begin to heal and to begin to repair the damage that has been done. There is also, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about, there's also, you know, many times, especially in our marriage series, many times there are individuals sitting in our room that are living together. And throughout the marriage series, you know, we talk about things like that, that God can't bless what's not His. And we have gotten so many testimonies of couples coming up to us and saying, you know what, Pastor Lance, we're just going to be honest with where we're at. We're living together. We're realizing this is not right, and we want to do things right. And we have seen so many couples begin to build on the right foundation, begin to live. They were living together, but they said, we don't want to do it like this anymore. Build on the right foundation. And now a lot of them are married. Some of them are not yet, but yet there's still a testimony behind that.
You know, the thing about it is we need to begin to celebrate the baby steps. You know, people in this church, they come from a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different denominations, non-denominational, atheists, a whole different group of family backgrounds. And for some people, when they begin to come to a church, they don't realize that living together, having marital relations without being married is not in God's best plan for them. And for them to begin to recognize that, for them to begin to see it the way that God sees it, that is a baby step into itself when they realize, I'm not doing it God's way, but we desire to, that we want to. It's almost like a light bulb gets switched in somebody's life when that begins to happen. And as a church, we need to begin to celebrate. Many churches, they would condemn people. They would say, how dare you do that? You're in the church and you're doing this. But if you know where they had been, if you know the things they had done and the places they had been, and you see where they are today, some of us need to begin to praise God that they're not what they were. They may not be where they're supposed to be, but neither are we.
That's exactly right.
But they are not where they were, and God has done a work in their life, and we need to begin to celebrate those things.
See, that's so good. That's so worth celebrating, because you're exactly right. Think about it. Here we have a couple that's realizing I'm living in sin, but yet, think about it, they're still coming. They're still showing up. Most churches do not have the kind of environment in place that we have. We're obviously telling them, no, this is not right, but yet they're still coming. They're taking baby steps. What does this communicate to you? That this is a place that you can invite your friends that are struggling in their faith, no matter where they're at, because we're here to help people take steps. Now, obviously, there is a standard that we communicate. And we're not lowering that standard. But yet there's grace. There's grace in saying, okay, here, let's take steps together. And if they're willing and open to do that, man, praise God for that. This is a place that you can invite those who are struggling their relationship with God, don't know where they're at with God. Bethel Community Church is a tremendous place because it's a place that people can feel welcome. They can feel comfortable. They're going to hear an uncomfortable message because we know that is what's going to change their life. Not just me loving them and saying, oh, glad you're here. No, the gospel is what's going to change them. Jesus Christ is Lord is what's going to change them. And they're going to hear that here. But they're going to hear it in an environment of grace, in an environment where they can feel welcomed. You know, I was thinking about this lady. And again, obviously, we're not using names because, you know, that's just, that's not cool. But some, unless we talk to them, we're going to use their name. But I remember this. I remember this lady. This is a tremendous couple that we have here at Bethel. They've been members here for a while now, serving, doing everything. But yet, there was just, for her, there were so many things in her past that were holding her back. Her relationship with her parents, things that were said to her. And just to watch this woman blossom has been so amazing. To see the steps that she has taken, to see the things of the past, the words that were holding her captive, that were spoken by her parents, that were spoken by others, to see those things being broken in her life have been so amazing. And this woman is just growing. She's becoming more confident, Pastor Richard. She's becoming more bold. Their marriage is getting better. I'm telling you, it's just another testimony of what God does in an individual's life.
You know, one of the other stories that sticks out to me is the number of soldiers that we have. I mean, we love and we adore each one of our soldiers and their families and the sacrifice that they all make to be in the military and the army. But there's times as a pastor and as a church where we get the end result of the effects of war, and they land right here inside of a church. And many of you guys know my dad. He dealt with all kinds of, you know, 30 years of chronic depression and effects from the Vietnam War. And many times we will see these soldiers that will come back. And you know, a lot of times we will, right after prayer, right after church, we'll say, if you have any needs in prayer, we are here as your spiritual family. And throughout the course of this year, there's been soldier after soldier that will come, and they will say things like, I'm dealing with suicide. I'm having thoughts of ending it all and taking my life. And the fact that they would open that up is a miracle in itself. But then that they would bring that hurt and that pain to a church, and we were able to pray for them. And one of the blessings that doesn't go stated enough is that Reboot Combat Recovery has a class and a program right here at Bethel Community Church. It is such a blessing that not only as a pastor, you know, we're able to pray and we have faith and we believe God that He can do anything, but to be able to give some ongoing help for people that are struggling with the things they have seen, the things they've heard in their mind that they don't know how to deal with and rationalize with, we're able to point them in the right direction. And there's been so many times this year at Bethel Community Church where we've had soldiers that are dealt with suicidal thoughts and depression and things that they have experienced. We're able to pray for them, but not only pray for them, but be able to direct them to a place to be able to get help. And to realize that they're not going crazy, that I have a God who can bring you hope in the midst of that darkness that you're walking through.
Give God a hand clap for that. That is tremendous. You know, we have a saying here that your journey begins in starting point. If you're sitting here today and this is your first time, you've been here for a while, and you just haven't had a chance to attend Starting Point. We've had so many numerous stories come from our Starting Point. It really is how you find out what God is doing in and through our church. You find out what we believe, our values, where we're going as a church. It is a tremendous step. No matter if you're new to this church, you're new to faith, or you've been attending church for a long time, I'm telling you, Starting Point is for you. A lot of times people will say that, Pastor Lance, I've been serving God from boom, boom, boom this many years. It's Starting Point for me, and I always say yes, because we talk about things that most believers have not had really laid in their life, some key foundations that they don't have in their life. And we've had that where people come back and say, I'm so thankful. I am so thankful that you encouraged me or someone encouraged me to attend Starting Point. Again, the orientation is next Sunday. It's about 20 minutes long. Just kind of talk about what Starting Point is all about. It's going to be at 12:30. 12:30 at Lassiter's, right across the, not across the street, just right around the way there. Over you there. Can use, Archie, we'll have childcare prepared for you for that. Pastor Richard, what about giving?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the testimonies I think we probably need more of in church, but there's so many this year. One sticks out to me. There was a young man who came up to me after church one Sunday, and he said that one of his friends at church had talked to him about giving, and he was struggling about the idea of tithing. And I know that's not something a lot of people want to talk about, but he was struggling because he knew in his heart and through the Word of God that God was leading his family to tithe. But on the other hand, they saw the bills. And they looked at the tithe and the Word of God, and they looked at the bills, and they looked at the tithe and looked at the bills, and the bills were high. And they started to think, well, God understands that we're not going to tithe because the bills are so high. So one of his friends here at the church said, well, you need to tithe because you need to put God first. And so he comes and he talks to me about it, and he says, well, what do you think I should do? I said, well, what does the Word of God say? Well, I thought you were going to say that. And so him and his wife, they got together and they stepped out in faith. And again, this is another baby step. They stepped out in faith, and although the bills were high, they began to tithe. They began to give to God. And the thing about when they had all these bills that were so high is anxiety was high as well. Yeah. They begin to think about the bills a lot and how we're going to pay for the bills, and we don't have enough money at the end of the month. But as they started to tithe, his testimony changed. He said, somehow when we started to tithe, we make our bills every single month. Good. And the anxiety that they used to have about paying the bills went down. Isn't that amazing? As they begin to follow what God's word says, anxiety went down, trust in God went up.
Listen, God's word and God does not lie. Obedience, blessings always follow obedience. Always, always. I'm telling you, coming into 2018, many of you guys, this needs to be a step that you take. I'm even taking it when it comes to, obviously, I give 10%, but yet God continues to challenge me in that percentage to go up. Many of us need to take this step and trust God like never before and watch Him meet our need. We're going to close with this, Pastor Richard. Really, the power of Sunday morning. Yes. The power of Sunday morning. God uses this hour and 10 minutes to change lives. It's amazing. If you will make the commitment to attend on a Sunday morning, That simple thing, just getting up, getting dressed, and getting here. I know it can be a struggle. We oftentimes say, especially if you have kids, that one mission shoe can stop the whole kingdom of God in your life. We understand. My wife and I have 5 kids. We got to be here really early. We got to find a way to get it. We understand. But the power of you disciplining yourself and showing up on a Sunday morning, it keeps you encouraged, it keeps you full of faith, and it keeps you moving in the right direction. Talk about that young man who's dealing with marital struggles, children.
The guy who's been coming to church for a while, and he made a commitment really to himself that he was going to be faithful and just come to church. I really do believe that's a great step. Just show up. And it's like week after week, he told me probably 8 times this year after several Sundays, God just spoke to me again. How do you guys know what I need to hear? God showed up and spoke to me through you. And he said that again and again. And his simple faith of just showing up to church, God began to change how he saw his situation. His family situation was a train wreck.
Yeah.
I mean, literally a train wreck. But by coming to church, just by coming to church, God began to expand his faith. He began to believe what God was saying. And even though his situation didn't immediately change, he began to see things through the eyes of faith. And he would say, this is messed up. And he would tell us, this is messed up. This is jacked up. But I know God has a plan, which is completely different than he was a year ago. And, I mean, this is just another miracle, but God restored his children in his relationship to him, which is just truly, truly amazing. He didn't give up believing that God could do anything. And as he put his faith, he put his trust in God, God began to show up.
That's so great, Pastor Rich. You know, coming to Sunday morning is almost like, champ, like, you know, you're in a boxing ring.
Yeah.
The bell will ring. You just got to go sit down, get water. That's what Sunday morning
can be.
Need
a cut
like.
Man.
Exactly.
We can be your cut man.
That's right. Sunday morning is almost like that. It's like a breath of fresh air. Like I can breathe. Okay, everything's going to be okay. That's the power of you getting around God's people. The presence of God shows up. It brings encouragement and life. What you need to fight another day, to get through that day, to continue to press on. You know, baby, you and the team can come on up, D. You know, I think about this one lady who came, and I think what she told us, she started coming to church, attended Starting Point. And she said, you know what, Pastor Lance, one of the things that really drew me here was three things. She said, Sunday morning was great, but she said, I filled out a connection card. And you guys actually responded to that card that I filled out. She said, I've been to 3 other churches, and I filled out a connection card in every one of them. Yes, card, connection card. And you were the only church to respond to the connection card. And the other thing was exactly what Demetrius was. See, we have an engaged team. Demetrius is our leader. And our engaged team takes those guest cards that we receive, and they actually, if they're home, try to show up to their home and just, again, be another touch point. Thank you so much for coming to Bethel. We're so glad that you attended. Is there anything that we can pray for you? She was there when they showed up. And it was so powerful for her that we actually cared about the people God was bringing. Guys, Sunday morning, my encouragement to you in 2018, commit to come to church on Sunday morning. Most people only come to church once a month. Once a month. That may be you. You know what? Let's change that coming into 2018. Now there's word. We understand all that. If you're here, let's commit to come. And let's watch what God will do on a Sunday morning. You know, Pastor Richard and I want to pray for us today as we're about to close. We're going to sing a song here, but we're going to pray first. Because I think many of the things that we talked about, salvation, babies, healing, marriages, finances, a lot of us are standing in agreement and wanting that to happen for us. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 20. Here we have David, King David. And King David was being attacked by the Philistines. And King David needed God to show up. David was smart. If he needed God to show up, he knew I have to go to him to ask him to show up. And here's what he said. And David came to Baal Perazim. And David defeated the Philistines there. And he said, David said this, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breaking flood. Therefore, the name of that place will be called Baal Perazim. That simply means the Lord of the breakthrough. We're believing that Baal Perazim, the Lord of the breakthrough, like breakings of flooded like water, is going to break through for you. It's going to overflow for your need and whatever that is. Amen? Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? We're just going to begin to pray. Let's ask God, Lord, break through for us in 2018. Pastor Richard, let's pray first for salvations. Not just for us in this room, but also maybe spouses and friends and family that are not in this room.
Father, we thank you that you are the Lord of the breakthrough. We thank you, God, that your power is limitless. Yeah. We thank you, God, that you are a God who sees the needs of people and you realize how desperate we are for a Savior. Father, I pray that you would come into every home.
Hallelujah. Good.
And you would begin to break through the hard hearts of husbands, of children, of wives. God, you would break through the pride. You would break through religiosity. You would break through the doubt.
Yes,
and
yes.
That salvation would come.
Yes, God, let it come.
That salvation would come to every home, to every family. God, to grandparents, to nephews and nieces, to uncles and aunts. God, we pray for salvation to come.
Yes, God, let it come.
That eyes would be open, God. That hearts would be receptive to the gospel. And Father, I pray for every member of Bethel that you would give them a testimony.
Good.
You would give them the word of God. The gospel would be clearly communicated through them to family. And Father, we would see family members that have been prayed for years and years, and seeds of the word of God have been sown for decades. God, we pray in 2018 that those prayers would begin to be answered, that souls would come into the kingdom of God, and you would get glory from people who used to curse your name.
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
God, we just lift up, God, every married couple in this room that's believing, God, for a baby to come forth.
Yes, Lord.
You know, we know that's not everybody, but as we pray, you know, if that is you, I encourage you just to reach out and grab this blessing. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak to wombs, and we say, let a baby come forth in Jesus' mighty name. God, whatever the hindrance is, God, we pray that you would break through for these couples.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you are the Lord of the breakthrough, and you would break through for them, and the gift of life will be given to them in the name of Jesus. God, we call forth sons. God, we call forth daughters right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you for doctors. Lord, we thank you for all the things that they can do to help us. But Lord, our hope and our trust is in you today. Lord, so we call forth that miracle working power. Lord, let pregnancies come. Lord, let fruitfulness come. Lord, one of your promises, God, is the womb would not be barren. God, we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak fruitfulness. God, we speak, God, we call a baby forth. Yes. We say, come forth in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father. I pray for healings right now,
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Those that are sick, those who may have terminal illnesses, diabetes and cancers. God, we pray for inoperable tumors, God, in 2018 to be healed, to shrink. God, we thank you, God, for the medical professions. But God, we know that their understanding is limited. Father,
yes,
there are people that are in hurting and in pain. Father, we pray that this time next year we would hear of great testimonies.
Yes, Lord.
Where you have saved those and healed those.
Breakthrough, Lord.
Father, those who may have gotten in accidents, God, we pray for supernatural divine healings in 2018,
Lord.
God, in Jesus' name.
God, we lift up every marriage, God, right now.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
Those who are struggling in their marriage.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we pray, God, have mercy. God, we pray for hearts to be changed. God, we pray that a fight would arise, God, in husbands and wives. Lord, that they would not give in, that they would not give up, Father. God, we're asking you, God, for restoration. Lord, we're asking you for reconciliation. Lord, let, God, the testimony, God, be, Lord, that they were, yes, they were in trouble, but, God, they trusted in you, Father, and you moved in a mighty way. Lord, I'm calling for the husbands that may not even be here today. We say, respond to the gospel in Jesus' name. Give up control.
Good.
Surrender the lordship of Jesus. We pray the same for the women. God, the wives, God, will respond and say
Thank you, Lord.
To you, God. Lord, we pray let marriages be let them rise up, God, and be live victorious, God.
Yes.
Lord, for every couple, even in this room, God, that is married, maybe they're not struggling. We just pray against the onslaught of the enemy that you would guard every marriage, God, in Jesus' mighty name.
Father, we pray that you would be the Lord of the breakthrough in finances, God. Father, the families who have been upside down in their cars and their bills.
Yes,
God, I pray for
money
financial breakthrough.
Yes, yes,
God, I pray that they would begin to trust in the name of the Lord in 2018. Their trust would not be in the bills or in the paycheck, but their trust would be in you, God. Father, that you would be their provider. God, that they would get out of debt.
Yes, yes,
God, they wouldn't be a borrower.
Yes.
God, but they would be a lender. Father, I pray that you would supernaturally, God, turn things around financially, God. Start with their mind. Start with the way they see finances.
Yes, Lord.
And begin to give it to you, God. Their understanding of money. God, I pray for financial freedom to come in Bethel Community Church in Jesus' name.
Well, let's sing this song. Bethel. Let's clap our hands to the King of Kings today.